This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Most justices resume hearing after they pass regulation for hearing cases on the base of lottery system. U.S. Assistant Secretary of State returns home after holding high-level discussions on U.S.-Nepal relations. Prime Minister Sherbhadra Dewa says yoga is the best method for achieving physical and mental fitness. And U.S. House votes to pass $1.9 trillion social spending plan. Now the news in detail. The government has decided to hold elections for the National Assembly on the 26th of January. A meeting of the Council of Ministers held on Thursday had decided to hold elections for the 20 seats of the National Assembly that are going to go vacant after the 4th of March. Unveiling the cabinet meeting's decision yesterday, government spokesperson and communication minister Gyanendra Bahadur Karki said that the government also decided to accept $60 million concessional loan from the US government for modernization of electrical grid project. The cabinet meeting also decided to grant theoretical consent for drafting the animal welfare bill and to form committees so as to stop cruel treatment of animals. Likewise, Communication Minister Karki said the local level elections would be held on the stipulated time. He said the government was conscious about not to leave the local levels without leadership. Prime Minister Sherbhadra Dewa has expressed the government's commitment to provide maximum support for establishing and operating a non-profit industry for processing and production of Ayurvedic medicine in Nepal. Inaugurating the Ratna Sharaf building of Patanjali Yogpeeth Nepal yesterday. The Prime Minister said the whole world had accepted the Ayurvedic medicine and its beneficial values to human. On the occasion, Prime Minister Dewa appreciated Yog Guru Swami Ramdev and Ayurveda Guru Acharya Balkrishna for their research and publicity on yoga and meditation, as well as for their contribution to the production and publicization of the use of the Ayurvedic medicine. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Sherbhadra Dewa has said that the handicraft industry would be helpful to make Nepal's ancient art, culture and skills known to the whole world. Prime Minister Dewa made such observation while inaugurating the 16th handicraft competition and the 17th handicraft trade fair organized in Kathmandu yesterday. Prime Minister Dewa expressed commitment that the government would extend support to the promotion of the handicraft. Most of the justices of the Supreme Court yesterday conducted hearing on all the types of cases, including habeas corpus. Chief Justice Cholendra Samsir Janga Bahadur Rana had assigned hearing to 10 benches, 9 division and 1 single bench. A hearing under a single bench of Justice Nahakul Subedi did not take place yesterday, while hearing on other benches was conducted. The justices on Thursday had decided to pass a regulation for hearing cases on the basis of the lottery system. With this decision, justices have resumed hearing. They had refused to sit for the hearing from October 24th, demanding reform in the judiciary. Home Minister Balkrishna Khand and the U.S. Assistant Secretary of State Donald Liu held a cordial meeting at Home Ministry yesterday. The Home Ministry Secretariat informed that matters related to bilateral relations and partnership between Nepal and the United States were discussed during the meeting. The two ministers held a discussion on the collaboration during the COVID-19 pandemic, Nepal's development priorities, and the U.S. assistance to Nepal's social and economic development, among others. On the occasion, U.S. Assistant Secretary Liu was accompanied by U.S. Ambassador to Nepal Randy Berry. The impact of climate change on Nepal's economy and its resolving measures were also discussed during the meeting. Similarly, U.S. Assistant Secretary Liu paid a courtesy call on Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Naren Kharga yesterday itself. During the meeting, discussions were held on wider areas of Nepal-U.S. friendship and cooperation. Foreign Minister Dr. Kharga thanked the U.S. government for valuable medical support, including vaccines, during the COVID-19 pandemic. Meanwhile, the U.S. Assistant Secretary of State also separately met with CPN-UML Chair K.P. Sharma Oli and CPN Maoist Center Chair Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda yesterday itself. On the occasion, Assistant Secretary Liu urged the opposition party leader Oli to help pass the U.S. government 88 Millennium Challenge Corporation MCC Pact. Assistant Secretary Liu left for America late night yesterday. A total of 296 new cases of COVID-19 were reported in Nepal yesterday. According to the Ministry of Health and Population, the number of infections was confirmed while conducting tests of 8,972 samples. Likewise, 369 people recovered from COVID-19 infection yesterday itself. Meanwhile, 5 people died of COVID-19 infection yesterday, taking the corona-related death toll to 11,494 in Nepal so far. Province Assembly Convention of the Nepali Congress under its 14th General Convention began in 61 districts yesterday. The Central Election Committee of the party had started holding province elections in districts where the party had already conducted district conventions. As per the election schedule of the Nepali Congress, the party is holding regional convention on the 22nd of November. Minister for Health and Population Birod Khatiora says the government is working to ensure the access of COVID-19 vaccine to all citizens. Addressing a two-day national conference of Nepal Health Professional Federation in Bhaktapur yesterday, Health Minister Khatiora said the government had agreed to bring 60 million doses of the vaccines, adding that around 10 million people have already received the vaccines. He said the government was in consultation to administer the booster doses of the vaccine as well. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8am English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. Days after Austria imposed a lockdown on the unvaccinated, it has announced a full national COVID-19 lockdown starting on Monday. Austria's Chancellor Alexander Schallenberg said it would last a maximum of 20 days and there would be a legal requirement to get vaccinated from 1st February 2022. He was responding to record case numbers and one of the lowest vaccination levels in Western Europe. Latest figures show the incidence rate has risen to 1,049.9 cases per 100,000 people in the past week, and Health Minister Wolfgang Mückstein said imposing a lockdown was a last resort. A record 15,809 cases were reported in the past 24 hours in Austria, which has a population under 9 million. The U.S. House of Representatives has passed U.S. President Joe Biden's $1.9 trillion Build Back Better Act after facing fierce opposition from the Republicans. The sweeping social spending and climate package is considered a key pillar of Biden's agenda. The vote came after a record-breaking speech from House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy to delay the vote. The legislation now faces significant hurdle as it heads to the U.S. Senate. The Build Back Better Act would expand Medicare, lower prescription drug costs, and includes funding for universal pre-kindergarten and subsidies for child care. It also includes hundreds of millions of dollars to combat climate change and a provision that would allow the government to give work permits and deportation protection to millions of undocumented immigrants. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division. The weather will be generally cloudy in Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province, Lumbini Province, Karnali Province and Far Western Province, and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places of Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province, Lumbini Province, Karnali Province and Sudar Paschim Province. Kathmandu's weather report for the past 24 hours, maximum temperature was 19.5 degrees Celsius and the minimum temperature was 8 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines, once again. Most justices resume hearing after they pass regulation for hearing cases on the base of a lottery system. U.S. Assistant Secretary of State returns home after holding high-level discussions on U.S.-Nepal relations with dignitaries. Prime Minister Sharbat Deva says yoga is the best method for achieving physical and mental fitness. And U.S. House votes to pass $1.9 trillion social spending bill. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Also, do check our English news portal at www.onlineradionepal.gov.np/English. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.